In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I first moved to Steffisburg, near Thun, I would often go for a walk in the morning along the edge of Lake Thun. It was very beautiful, the lake there and the mountains in the background. But there were also people who ran along the edge of Lake Thun. I enjoy watching running. I enjoy it when people can do it almost without effort, with such economy of movement. They are relaxed in their body and they move so easily from one place to another. But unfortunately, most of those who I saw were not running like that. Some were stamping their feet. Others were swinging their hips and their arms wildly side to side, as if all this sideways movement would somehow propel them forward. And then quite a few were running along looking at their feet. It looked very strange, them running along almost with small steps, looking at their trainers as they were going along. And then there were even a few, who did like a spacewalk. They sort of lifted 1 foot high, then sort of overstretched and bounded, and then did another bound with the other foot, just as if they were going across the surface of the moon like an astronaut. So I would often see this, and sometimes I would feel like shouting out, "Stop stamping your feet. Look up." But of course, I didn't say anything at all. If we spoke to those people, I'm sure they would be saying that they are running. And I suppose they were sort of running, but they fell far short of what many of us would consider an ideal way to run. And of course, many people, many Christians also likewise, they have a Christian life, but sort of. They somehow get through it, but seem to fall short of many of the things that we find in Scripture. So I thought it would be good for us to look at a passage in Philippians, which is our reading today from verse 17, but we'll be referring to earlier on in the chapter. And here we find that Paul speaks about how the Christian is to be. We have 3 points, and I suppose we could have looked at other passages of Paul and got a different 3 points as to how we should live our Christian life. But let's look at these 3 points. Let's begin with the verse and then we'll come to our first point. He begins in verse 17 saying, "Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you." He asks the believers here in Philippi to be like him. Now we may think that's a bit strange and a bit forward of Paul to say such a thing. But we ought to remember that Paul is not asking them to be like him in every way, but as he's also spoken about earlier on in the chapter. Earlier on in the chapter, he spoke about how he used to be proud of the fact that he was a Jew. He was circumcised. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was a Pharisee. He had a zeal. He persecuted the church and had a legalistic righteousness. But as we look at chapter 3, we see that now all these things he counts as nothing, as loss, as rubbish, in comparison to knowing Christ Jesus as his Lord. And then a bit further down, he explains it and puts it in different words and says in verse 10, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings." So important was it to Paul that he should know Christ. He was even prepared to suffer for it. So when we come and we stop at this point and think a moment, we realize that the first thing, and this leads us to our first point, that Paul points out that we should be looking for to be as a Christian is to be people who appreciate with value the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as our Lord. In fact, everything else should seem as loss, as rubbish, in comparison to this great thing. If we just reflect a moment, we realize that Jesus Christ also said something very similar when he spoke to the disciples on discipleship. He spoke to them and told them, called them to follow him, but also pointed out that they were to love him far more than they were to love their family, their parents, their children, their brother and sister, their wife. Their love for him was to be greater than other loves. And also, he pointed out to them that they were to be willing to suffer. He said, "If anyone should come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me." So as we come to our first point, the end of our first point, we see then that one of the things that we need to be as a Christian is to be people who see the supreme greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as our Lord. So we can ask ourselves, is this our great desire? Is this, do we have this same importance for knowing Christ? Do other things, our money, our career, our family, our hobbies and interests, do they take a somewhat second place to this great knowledge of Jesus Christ, of this great desire to know him? But let us come now to our second point, because we find that Paul, as he writes in our passage, he also speaks of those who have their mind on earthly things. But he says to them, after speaking in verse 19 of these people whose mind are set on these things below, as it were, "Our citizenship," verse 20, "is in heaven." And of course, this would have a special meaning to these people at Philippi. Philippi was a Roman colony. There had been former Roman soldiers who had settled in Philippi. And the language there, the official language, though Greek was spoken, was Latin. And these people in Philippi would have been very much aware that they were a colony, but they were Roman citizens. And they had privileges and rights as Roman citizens. Other people around did not have those things. But they were special. They were Romans. And he says to them, "Look, you are citizens of heaven." And if we think about that, is a wonderful thing. We have, and of course we're different from those around, those with their mind, as it were, on earthly things. We have a different king. Christ is our king. We have a different motive for our conduct. We seek to do good because we love God and we love our neighbor. And we have rights and privileges which other people who are not believers do not have. We have the privilege of prayer, the privilege of the Holy Spirit, and also knowing that everything that happens to us happens for our good. But I don't wish to spend much longer on this, but also point out that as a citizen of heaven, for instance, many people misunderstand. Many people think, when they come to think of Christianity, it is a matter of doing a few more things. We go to a church a few more times in the year, or do some spiritual exercise. If you stop and think about it for a moment, that's a bit like saying, "Well, we'll become Swiss, we'll do some yodeling, or in the winter, we will take up skiing." No, when we come to it as believers, we see that we are very different to those around. As we said, we have a different king, different motive for our conduct, and different rights and privileges. So we can ask ourselves at this point, are we aware as Christians that we are citizens of heaven? and that we are different to those around, who are those whose mind is, as it were, set on earthly things. But thirdly, as we look at this passage, we see that the believer is also to be someone who is looking forward to the coming of Christ. After speaking about our citizenship in heaven, Paul writes, "We eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they'll be like his glorious body." He reminds the believers that Christ is coming again. And we need sometimes to remind ourselves of that. The world isn't going to keep on continuing always as it always has done. But Christ is coming back. Evil will be dealt with. His rule will be seen. But not only that, there will be the resurrection. Our bodies will be transformed. Now we may feel a bit older, a bit weaker, a bit less stamina, a little bit less in agility, or whatever we may be particularly concerned with. But we do know that Christ will return. We do believe in the resurrection. We do believe that our bodies will be transformed. It's interesting when we think of what a believer believes. But certainly it's very hard to see how someone can be a Christian if they do not believe in the coming of Christ again, and if they do not believe in the resurrection. So we can ask ourselves, are we people who also are looking forward to the coming of Christ with his rule and all that that brings and the transformation of our bodies? We began by speaking about those runners who sort of ran, but somehow didn't quite manage to do it as, in fact, many of us would think that they should do. But we should also consider our Christian life. Are we people like this, how Paul holds out to us here in Philippians chapter 3? People who see the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as our Lord. Are we people who are aware that we're citizens of heaven with a different king, with different motives for our behaviour and privileges and benefits which others around do not have? And also, are we looking forward to the coming of Christ and all that this coming will bring? May the Lord bless this word to our hearts.